You're tuned in to the Good Soil Collective with Rianne, Jada, and O'Neill, where we talk about life, community, and growth, reminding ourselves that no matter what season you're in, you're still good soil.
Guys, we've been gone for a little while, and the reality of the matter is there was grief. And we want to talk about it. Talk about grief, talk about what grief does in regards to like production and where you want to go, what it does to your relationships, to your mind, and kind of all of the aspects of grief that I learned about and that we've all experienced. So, I mean, I'll start it off with, like, is there something that you've grieved that now looking back in hindsight, you're like, in that grieving process, like where the transformation was or where the shift was, or are you grieving something now?
Before we get into it, I want to ask you something. What was your initial reaction or feelings that were related to grief or just your dad passing? We won't get deep into it, but like, what was the initial?
It's a little bit weird because I didn't have a good relationship with my dad. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have an initial feeling that would be considered the norm. Like, I wasn't sad that my dad died. And so I guess my emotions in that state were more dealing with the fact that I didn't have what would be considered regular emotions to this type of circumstance. Because I wasn't sad.
Yeah.
And to this day, I don't miss him. And it took me a minute to get over the fact that based on our relationship, it's not abnormal or wrong or bad that I don't feel kind of like sadness or like sorrow that my dad has passed.
So side note, we're going to put up, I think, a separate video where Rianne's going to kind of talk about that. What was your question?
So I was asking like about if there was a period of grief for you guys, or if you're going through any grieving periods right now, like what has basically, like what you asked me, like what has that experience been like for you? What have you learned about grief?
My earliest memory of like true grief, I remember I had a great aunt who passed away, and in terms of people, and I was never really close with her. Like, I just know we just started visiting her randomly because she was like really sick, and I think I saw her like 3-4 times and then she was gone. But my grandmother I had a great relationship with, and then she like, she moved here from Jamaica, lived here for years and years and years and years, and then moved back home, and about 5 or so years after, maybe 7 years after, she passed away. So my grief was going there as a believer and knowing that she was Christian. Like, I knew she was going to heaven, right? For all intents and purposes, like, I was like, oh, she's going to heaven. So I missed her. And the weird thing is, a month before she, like an exact month before she passed away, or no, 2 months. I think she passed away in like October. And in August, I started missing her. She was still alive, wasn't sick or anything. Like, I guess she had diabetes, but like nothing out of the norm. I just was missing her like crazy in August randomly. And I had like a really deep feeling like something bad might happen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I never told my family. To this day, I never told anybody in my family, because I was like, if I say something and then something happens, it's going to be like, oh, he spoke into existence. I feel like maybe I should have said something. I don't think we would have been able to just fly to Jamaica on such short notice, but I never missed someone the way I missed my grandma in that seat. Like, it was weird. And so when she passed, I was dealing with that thought the entire time when we were in Jamaica for the funeral. I just kept thinking about that. And at the same time, I was more grieved for the people that were grieving around. Like, that was hard for me to hear. To see you cry is one thing, but if I can hear someone's like voice breaking as they're talking, that gets me every time. Even if I'm watching movies, like, that really gets me. So the communal grief is what I was kind of dealing with. I was kind of trying to make sure other people were okay, and that was my first, like, I remember at the funeral, like, I was fine and I was thinking like, I'm sad, but why am I not crying, you know what I mean? And then seeing other people, everybody crying, like, I started crying. But it was more so because it was a lot that I was taking it from other people.
No, I feel that. Yeah. I can definitely relate to that. Because, like, I think even in like you explaining, like in the period that I was going with my dad dying, my heart was breaking for my mom.
Yeah. Mm. It's hard to see those people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was absolutely tough. That was tough. That was my first, I think, in terms of, I haven't had a lot of people in my family die that I know of.
Me neither. I mean, there's been people that have died, but
they're distant. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, cycle of life.
That's the way things go. I think for me, similarly, I haven't had like a lot of close family members die. Like my great grandmother passed away a few years ago. And that was sad. Also seeing like my family's reactions to that, ones that had closer relationships with her. Me, all of my memories with her had been good because her memory, like she was, I think, 98 at the time. Her memory was strong. She was, she'd recognize that she was immobile, but she knew. So when she passed, it was more of like a, wow, that's why we don't have that audio history of our family anymore. Mm-hmm. So that was like, it was sad in that sense. I'm like, wow, I wish I had more videos or just more of her stories that she would tell us.
Yeah.
But I think more recently, this was a weird state in my life. Back in 2019, my grandpa had passed. And that's also when I had just moved to Ottawa. So I was dealing with a lot of isolation. And then this close family member of mine passed. And then 7 months later, my other grandpa dies, and then we enter into the pandemic. So it's just a lot of like, what is going on right now? And then moving back home and then feeling like a loss of independence because the pandemic started. So it didn't make sense for me to stay where I was. This loss of independence, not quite knowing how to live in my home after being away for like 6 years. It was just
6 years.
Yeah, 6 years. So it was just a lot of like, what is going on in my life right now?
Yeah.
Like I've lost these two people that were like pillars in our family. There were two connecting points in our family. Yeah. I was just dealing with this isolation being away from home, but then now I'm back home. I don't feel like I fit in anymore. It was just, it took me a while to like process through that and like grow through that. And then dealing with a global pandemic and everyone was kind of going through it at that point.
Yeah.
So it was a mess, but wow. You know,
praise the Lord, you're still here. Glory to God. No, that's a really good point in you mentioning like coming back and like, first of all, going through all of these different points of, they could be called like tragedy points, mm-hmm. and then coming home and experiencing like, okay, this is who I was.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. now this is who I guess I'm going to be now. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're still grieving, but you're grieving like
in a weird way.
Were you grieving like the loss of like your, or the like the loss of your own, I don't want to say loss of your own life, but your old life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because in some ways, like when you move away, because I moved away for school first and then for work. Yeah. So I'd been home, but I hadn't stayed home and I didn't anticipate staying home. Mm-hmm. I was like, I guess I'll just kind of go start working and wherever that takes me, then I go. But then once that came to a halt, didn't know what life would look like moving forward, was back home, not sure how long I'd be here, but also realizing maybe I'll be here a lot longer than anticipated. Mm-hmm. And the relationship dynamics between myself and my parents, myself and my sisters have shifted because the last time I was really here, I was in high school. Right. And like by that time, I'm like, I'm not a high school. Like, I don't have that same mentality. So it just felt weird being in this space. I'm like, how do I interact with my
6 years
parents?
Is a long time. Yeah. When you're a teenager, how old are your sisters compared to you? Like when you're 18, how old were they?
So Kira would have been 13 and I think the youngest would have been 10. So
from 10 to 16 and 13 to 9, yeah. That's a
yeah. So it was like,
different
wow,
people. Who are
you guys are different. So yeah, it was the best way I could describe it is just weird. That's my whole grieving process. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I guess I'll just continue.
No, that's absolutely fair. I think, so when I came home from university, I mean, I have sisters too, but they're way older than me and they never lived with me. So I didn't really have to switch like a family dynamic. But when I had gone to university, I had like the thought of, you know, I'm going to go play soccer, get my degree, but really I'm going to go play soccer. So mm-hmm. I'm going to continue in soccer. And I ended up getting injured my last year. And my experience at school with like my like playing was not what I had anticipated it being. Mm-hmm. And then I got injured. So when I came home, it wasn't like, oh yeah, like I'm going to go back and train and like try to continue to play soccer. It was get a job.
It's a wrap.
It's wow. a wrap. Get a job, new life. And there was a grieving period of like an identity
mm-hmm.
because I had dreams. I had hopes and dreams.
That's what I was going to ask you. So that
soccer career.
Talk about that dream. Mm-hmm. That's, I think that's a tough one for a lot of people to let go of when you're like, this is the ideal I had.
Yeah.
This is the.
It was rough. It was like getting socked in the teeth. I think growing up, I had like this ideal of myself and an identity. Like I was an athlete and that's what I like. That's mm-hmm. what I was.
Mm-hmm.
So when that kind of halted, I didn't know what or who I was.
So it was tied. So your dream was tied to your identity.
My dream was tied to my identity. Absolutely. And I also think that when I was growing up, I mean, I'm still growing up. I'm still growing.
Okay.
But when I was like in high school, being like an athlete, I'm not going to lie. I think that things went pretty well. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't push as hard as like, I never felt like I was pushing as hard as I had to, but things were still working in my favor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so when everything halted, I think that was the first time in my life where things did not go like to plan
the
or like
always did.
The way they always did. And so I didn't know how to deal with that. Like I went into like a season of just straight like melancholy because I had never experienced. And I also have to say that like things were perfect,
right?
But
there was always an ease to what you were
there
doing.
Was always an ease. I never had to actually like
work.
Really work. Yeah. So this is the first time that like I ever, I guess, experienced like some real adversity. And I was like, what is this? This is not,
how it's like supposed to be.
Somebody else's life because.
You sound like Kim Kardashian. Just work. No one wants to work
anymore.
No, I didn't want to work. I was like.
But that's a real, yeah.
That was the reality. So when that happened, it was like, okay, well, you're no longer an athlete because the doctor said you're not supposed to run or do nothing.
Yeah.
Obviously, whatever sports career you thought you were going to have.
That's done.
Not happening. Over. You need a job because you need money and you need a new plan because what are you going to do with your life? So there was just this period where I was like, okay, who am I? And now looking back, I can see that was a grieving period because I was grieving who I was and who I thought I was going to be.
How did you get through your coming home and now there's these two strangers that used to be your sisters?
Two strangers. How did I get through that? I think.
Are you through it?
Have you reached the other side?
No, I'm thinking. Yeah, no, I've come through that. It's. We're all good now. I think for me, it was a long process of just accepting where I was. That, okay, if I'm going to stay here, how do I make this situation better for all of us? Like, because I found for myself coming back home, I felt as if I was also just isolating myself from my family because I didn't feel like I fit in like how I used to. And I was like, how do I interact? How does this parent-child relationship work now? Because like I'm still, like when you're on your own, you make your own rules, you do things on your own time. But now I'm back in a family structure where I can't do things how I want, even if I'm an adult. Like it's my parents' house. I have to follow the rules and do, you know. And it's not even like they were very overbearing. It's just, I was like, I'm just trying to figure out myself right now.
What was the biggest What was the biggest thing that you had to readjust?
So I think for me, also being the anxious type, I remember when I first came home, I was very worried that if I didn't do everything that especially my dad wanted me to do, he would just kick me out because I've seen him kick out my brother. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, if I don't stay in line, I'm gone.
Let me tell any females out there, the way we boys get treated, I don't think you have to worry as much.
I was like, oh my gosh, if I don't do everything that I'm supposed to do, I'm gone.
I'm on the streets.
I'm gone. And it's Jada thinking as if I wasn't just living on my own months prior.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, though I had roommates, not, but you get the point. So yeah, it was, I guess, just working through that and just the anxieties of what was going on in the world and then dealing with like just the loss of two people that I wasn't really expecting, because both of them, it was like they got sick a couple months prior and then they died. So it was like,
quick.
Yeah, it was fast. Wow. So I was like, oh, wow, this was not what I was anticipating. But in terms of like the relationship dynamics, I just decided to just engage with them more and be like, okay, let me learn who you are now, as I also learn who I am now, and just create the relationship from that point on. So it was just kind of accepting that we're different now, and that's to be expected.
You guys are so wise. I find it's hard for people to like let go of the person they knew and you know, trying to like relearn them or whatever.
I mean, we didn't say it happened fast.
Yeah, no, it took like a year.
it took a little time.
That's fair.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. But, you know, there were relapses.
Oh, okay. You guys are looking at me. Like,
you said you were going to
have it. Well, thanks for joining us today, guys. I'll say, well, I mean, for my grandmother, it wasn't a hard thing for me to get through. If I'm being honest, like that wasn't a hard thing for me to get through. There are times where like I'd miss her, but that wasn't as difficult for me. And I think at the time I was like 18, 19. In terms of like, there is a relationship that I had, like I was very serious about this girl. I was like, oh man, yeah, this is the one kind of thing, you know, when you're just like, okay, yeah, this is working. The hard thing about getting through that was understanding that my whole life, like in church and whatnot, we're taught to trust in the Lord, and what does that look like, and how do we actually practically do that? What does it mean? How, you know, praying, reading the word, giving things to God, being real with the pain we're feeling, but then also not being totally independent in terms of like, I have to figure this out and I have to do this. And so reading Psalms honestly gave me a lot. Like I tried reading different Bible verses, tried reading Proverbs because I'm like, this is a book of wisdom. It should help me. I couldn't focus on reading that. I couldn't focus on reading anything, but Psalms really was helping me. And I literally just told myself in the beginning, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. This is what we're told to do all the time. This is what the word says. I'm going to trust you with this through the pain and all that stuff. And I'm going to trust that you're going to keep me from losing my mind. Or you're going to keep me from falling into depression or from, you know, giving myself over into like anger completely. And that was my process. It was tough. Like I would wake up in the morning and you know, when you first wake up, there's like a half second of just like, not like you don't know where you are, but you just like wake up
and you're like,
and then all of a sudden,
and then you realize
you remember everything. Yeah. So there'd always be like that half second. Mm-hmm. And then immediately I felt something just wash over me. And it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a dream where like you got something and you woke up and you're
oh
like,
my gosh.
I didn't actually get it. You're like, where is it?
My life sucks.
There was a point where like I wanted an iPhone. I think I might have been like 15 or something. I wanted an iPhone so bad. And I had a dream that I got this iPhone. I woke up and I was like, ah!
Heartbreak.
Wow.
Nokia. Yeah. No.
I had a BlackBerry.
I have a question
to
ask you guys. How do I word this question? So do you think having experienced the grief that you've experienced, looking back, do you feel like it's made you better or worse? Has it left you better or worse than how you were before?
Oh, no, absolutely better. I think even like in all of the grief, like even in my dad dying, but even in the grief in like losing that identity, the person I am now could not be the person that I am now if I didn't have that grief. If I didn't have that experience, mm-hmm. even like my spirituality, like my faith in God developed from losing that identity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know who else to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to find something else and thank you God that he pulled me to him. Cause it could have been anything. But that experience was like, it left such a big hole that I had to fill it with something.
Mm-hmm.
And God was like, well, girl, I've been here.
Do you find that it's because it sounds like you're saying, I'm hearing you say like, you know, you found a new identity and what have you. Do you feel like the identity you have now, like no matter what changes in life, like this is consistent? Like this is
my dad died. I even really like the guy. And I grew spiritually. And again, it was not like my dad died and then I grew spiritually the day after.
There
was a period, a process, a period.
We were not hearing from Brienne.
She was gone.
I think I learned that there is a lot of learning in the grieving process.
Mm-hmm.
And where I am now, I could only see the transformation in hindsight. In my head, I'm like, oh yeah, God is good, theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm reading it in the Bible.
Yeah.
But practically, right now, I don't feel like God is good. But now...
You're like, oh yeah.
You know, in hindsight, when I'm like, oh, like, you know, I'm out of it. But I had to go through the process and I had to take the correct steps in the process. Mm-hmm. While there were relapses, you know, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
There was still a period where I was like the big period where I'm like, okay, if I'm going to trust in God, then I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to do what I'm called to do in this period. Mm-hmm. And that's trust, and that's read my Bible, that's be in community, that's talk to the people that I need to be talking to.
Yeah.
And that got me to this point where I can now in hindsight say God is good.
Mm.
Yeah. I, you know what, I'll say the same thing. Although for me, I don't know, I'll say this, with that relationship, I don't think the grieving made me better. It didn't make me worse. I think what it did was it challenged and exposed my beliefs and what I held to.
Well, we hope that you enjoyed this conversation. We hope you got something from the conversation. Yeah.
Let us know in the comments, please. Mm-hmm. Let us know. Like, we love the comments.
Tell us about your grief.
Tell us if you want to share.
If you want.
Yeah.
No pressure.
No pressure. If you like the video. Give it a look. Like a thumbs up, you know, comment, subscribe, share it. If you liked it, please share this link with a friend of yours. If you know somebody that maybe is going through grief or going through a hard time, maybe they'll find some information in here that was helpful. And don't forget to click that little bell. I think it's somewhere over here.
Mm-hmm.
Bell notification. I hope it's not on this side. Click the bell so you get notified next time we drop a video. We might have a part two talking about community and how that plays into grief.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you liked it, follow, share, and download because it helps us grow. We also want to hear from you, so leave a review. If you like what you're hearing, you should see it too. Subscribe to us on YouTube at The Good Soil Collective. And remember, you're still good soil. Yeah, we rocking with the good soil, good soil, the good soil. This is good soil.